Author's note. On the 1st of March 2019, Nicola Gobbo was named as Victoria Police Informer 3838. It was almost 5 years since co-author Anthony Dalsley had uncovered her double role as a defence lawyer and police agent. He wrote a 2014 newspaper story that did not identify Gobbo, but instead dubbed her Lawyer X. The telling of the scandal then stalled amid secret court processes. Dalsley fretted that the biggest scoop of his career would never be properly told. The story of Gobbo's use as a police informer is no simple tale. The lines between good and bad are tangled in mixed motivations and hidden agendas. For the first time, we tackle them in their unwieldy wholeness. In part one of the book, we tell Gobbo's story as it really happened. In part two, we reveal Dalsley's frustrating fight for the truth, shared by co-author Patrick Carlyon and the Herald Sun's editor, Damon Johnston. It also covers the legal restraints and threats that cost the trio so much sleep. We've tried to tell Gobbo's tale, and ours, in chronological order, but often it's been necessary to jump into the future, particularly to the 2019 to 2020 Royal Commission into the Management of Police Informants, to expose the secrets of the past. The journey to publishing this story has been a kind of years-long drip feed of insights. Major media investigations often are. How do you declare the existence of a scandal when you cannot say how you know the scandal to be true? That's the age-old conundrum of a journalistic scoop based entirely on anonymous sources, as this one is. Those sources revealed themselves one by one to Dalsley in the early months of 2014. The information came from individual, off-the-record conversations, mostly in pubs or cafes. There were no underground car park meetings, as depicted in the Watergate investigation by the Washington Post's Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein. Instead, a succession of brave people provided Dalsley with tidbits of highly classified police material. No one whistleblower blew the lid on the Lawyer X scandal, but instead a series of surprising and mostly unrelated deep throats. Some of them risked their careers and more to share these insights. Their secret snippets were the starting points for Dalsley in 2014. He was on a quest. He could not recognize the bigger puzzle until the clues were gathered and arranged in such a way as to uncloak the bigger conspiracy. Many of the sources knew the dangers of exposing a police culture built on slavish loyalty to the boss and an institutional aversion to transparency. The legacy of Victoria's highest-ranking officers, including three police chief commissioners, was blotted in doubt when Dalsley published his first story in 2014. We would love to explain who told us what throughout the following pages, to parade them as exemplars of truth and integrity. But their conversations cannot be reproduced. We are ethically bound to shield our sources. They are free to reveal themselves if circumstances permit, and we hope that one day some of them will do so. Until then, they are unsung heroes. We later gained access to precious written records, in particular Gobbo's recorded police information reports, which we've been able to use and quote from. There are tens of thousands of pages of such documents. Much of this information was not made public until long and tedious battles had been fought in the courts. Secret hearings in which the sanctity of Gobbo's life was subsumed by the competing public interest to uphold justice. We filled in many of the remaining blanks when witnesses from different periods in Gobbo's past gave evidence at the 2019 to 2020 Royal Commission, prompted by Dalsley's investigation. Knowledge gaps became facts that tilted understandings this way and that. The explicit references to Dalsley by name in historical police documents and the threat of exposure he posed underscores his place in this story. In recent years, Dowsley and Carl Lyon have been asked to explain many aspects of the Gobbo story. Often, they feel that there is no easy way to do so. The events in this book follow such unexpected plot lines. They are driven by quirks of nature that define the bigger characters. Carl Lyon holds to his initial response when Dowsley first told him about Gobbo in 2016. Her story is a Hollywood movie on steroids. To this end, we have tried to keep the following chapters as simple as possible. It is why we chose to write this story by casting ourselves in the third person as characters. This style offers a detached clarity to events, but it did not come naturally. A heightened sense of self is at odds with the humbling and often demoralizing journalistic search for truth. The authors have lost count of the times their Gobbo-related inquiries were met with versions of "fuck off." Bit by bit, Gobbo's story became our story, yet it would still be untold without the unyielding resistance of the Herald Sun to the legal hopscotch played by Victoria Police. They fought the Herald Sun in 28 separate contested hearings. They did not want anyone to know that they had changed the rules of the game. Most people from Gobbo's past don't want to talk about their personal proximity to her. Holes remain in her story, especially in her formative younger years. Some of them may never be filled. The story in this book is not finished, and we can only hope that publishing it will help bring other parts of the Gobbo enigma to light. Finally, we like to think that the fact of this book is reassuring. The Gobbo story needs to be told for the oldest of reasons. She represented a justice system glitch that imprisoned people unfairly, defrauded judges, hampered murder investigations, and may have cost lives. The scandal was perpetrated by police officers who were sworn to uphold the law. The very exposure of their choices offers hope that those choices will never be repeated. Anthony Dowsley and Patrick Carl Lyon, 2020.